This is Success with Srini podcast episode number 20210111.
Hi, I'm Srini Sripalli and I welcome you to my podcast, Success with Srini, a daily podcast that will help you find simple solutions to life's complex problems. Career, health, business, relationships, finances, life is full of possibilities, yet it comes with its own set of unknowns. My idea with this podcast is to coach you on a regular basis with all of these unknowns. And on this podcast episode today, I'm answering a question that I received over the weekend from a listener of this podcast asking, I just lost my job. Do you have any suggestions for me? Well, I do. I certainly do. In fact, I have coached more job seekers and career professionals in my entire coaching business. Of course, I've coached small business owners and sales professionals and entrepreneurs, but a major chunk of my clientele is all job seekers or career professionals. In other words, they have a job, they're looking for a higher position, an elevated title. These are the kind of people who come into my seminars. In fact, if I look into all my seminars, the most attended seminar is my career breakthrough workshop. So yes, I do. And thanks for asking that question. In consulting engagements, in therapy engagements, and also in my workshops, every time somebody walks up to me and says that I lost my job and I don't know what to do, I see two things happening in their mind. Number one, they believe or they have started to believe that the job loss is permanent. And the second, they cannot connect to excitement. They cannot connect to enthusiasm anymore. So they're waiting for something to happen. If it happens, great. They get back their confidence. But the fact of the matter is, unless they show a sense of enthusiasm, they cannot get the job. So it's very important to maintain an incredible emotional state while dealing with this loss. That's the most important thing. That's what I've seen consistently. Now, I don't know if that is happening in this case, but invariably that is what I have experienced. So let's look into some of the specifics of this job loss. Every time there is a loss, any kind of loss, we see there is a financial element to it. We see there is an emotional element to it. We see there is a logistical element to it. For the sake of this episode, I'm going to only focus on three things. A financial loss, how do you deal with it? Emotional loss and logistical loss, how you deal with that. The first and the foremost thing you have to do is talk about your job loss with your spouse. This is mandatory. Go talk to your spouse. Go talk to your significant partner, significant other, and tell them that this is what is going on with me right now. It does two things. One, it allows you to kind of express that emotion so you're not repressing it. You're not holding back, so you express that emotion. And the second thing it does is you are now preparing for the short-term financial impact of that, and also for the long-term financial impact. So two things will happen as a result of that conversation. And the next thing, you talk to your employer and find out if you have gotten a severance or you'll be getting a severance, how your COBRA, your benefits, all those things will play out. And also find out how you can apply for unemployment. Very important. Okay. And once you are done with these two steps, the step number three is your resume. You write, you rewrite, and you go relentless on the job search sites. You connect with all the people on LinkedIn and every other company that you ever worked with. If they are there on LinkedIn, obviously there, but then call them up, talk to them, keep on working on the resume and searching for the job. And that is going to be your 24/7 work. That's it. And the next thing is your optimism. Every time I have seen people who have stayed jobless for a long amount of time before they get their next break or next opportunity, I see them losing not only their enthusiasm, which I already talked about, but they start building some negative associations in their mind about their previous employer. Got to watch out for this. You see, the last employer, the last job, the last manager, all they have done is they contributed towards your success like you contributed towards the success of that company and their success. It's very important that you always keep on telling yourself all the good things that have happened to you in your previous job. When you do that, you stay optimistic. And when you walk into this interview, you are not reflecting something that otherwise you are saying. I've seen people talk about great things about their employer, but when they're cross-questioned or they are put in difficult situations through the interview process, the true character comes out and they make some comments knowingly, unknowingly, verbally or non-verbally about something that might have gone wrong with them in the previous job, and that's when they lose out. So make sure that you are mentally, emotionally, soulfully reflecting all the good stuff that happened to you with the previous employer in the interview. And for that to happen, you need to stay optimistic. You need to stay enthusiastic, not only for the future, but also for the past. Very important. And taking this conversation even further. See, at the start of this, I said, talk to your partner, talk to your spouse. Here is what I do. Every time I have a loss in my business, I talk to my kids. I have a conversation with my kids. I tell them, I was excited about the seminar. I was expecting 500 people. Only 100 people came, or only 200 people came. I was excited about this webinar. I was expecting 1,000 people on the webinar. Only 100 people came. Every time I experience some kind of a loss, I talk to my kids. Why? Because they reassure me of my future. My job as a parent is to reassure their future. But no, my job is also to explain to them my challenges. Magically, they are assuring me about my future. It's amazing how that works. And this technique I learned from my father. I think the earliest memory I have is when my father asking me, when I was 10 years old, maybe 11, asking me about a major life decision he was making. Not major, even small decisions also. He never made those without asking me. It's amazing how that plays out. So talk to your children. And finally, as I wrap up this podcast episode, you see, every time something shows up as a negative, it could be a positive in disguise. You probably disliked a few things while you were employed there. You probably made compromises. What if you get the new job very quickly, very soon? And what if all your concerns and all your complaints of the past are addressed in this new job on its own? What if you get a great manager, great stock options, great RSU, some greatness, I don't know, some greatness. I've seen that happen. So if you just appreciate the fact that a loss in the moment is a gain in the future, amazing things will happen to you. That's all for now on this podcast. I hope I answered your question. Again, if you like this podcast or you like this podcast episode, then do me a favor. Please rate the podcast. Please write me a review. That way, I stay focused and I stay committed. And in the process, I grow. That means I come back with renewed thoughts and share even more insights with you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Srini Sarupalli is one of the most sought-after speakers, trainers, and motivators in the world today. His radio and TV shows reach over 1 million people worldwide. Srini has positively impacted the lives of over 400,000 people through his seminars, webinars, and workshops. For more information, go online to www.successwithsrini.com. That's successwithsrini.com.